lawmakers to take action. Members of the group One Fair Wage covered the steps of the Capitol with pink aprons to represent more than 600,000 Michiganders who signed a petition to increase the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. The call for action comes after the Michigan Supreme Court declined to issue an order putting the question on the ballot, noting that decision is up to the Board of State Canvassers. The ballot question has been met with a deadlocked committee at previous hearings. The proposal isn't favored by all. John Selleck, a spokesman for the group Save Michigan Tips, which represents bartenders and servers in the food industry, said servers and bartenders who know what they're doing and provide good service are making way more than minimum wage, he said. Auto dealers throughout the Detroit area have been hit with a cyber attack. Tim Knight has the story.
The software company CDK Global, used by thousands of dealerships nationwide, was hit and around 15,000 clients have been impacted. The Detroit Auto Association president saying they were notified earlier this week that CDK Global shut down access as they investigate what happened. For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Knight.
Michigan State University's Huria Coalition, a pro-Palestine group, will hold a rally Monday evening after meeting with University President Kevin Guskowitz and members of student leadership. This is the first meeting with university leadership since the end of the Gaza Solidarity Encampment at People's Park earlier this spring. The meeting will discuss continued demands of the student organizers for the Board of Trustees to divest from the State of Israel. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen.
The audio in my headset is coming in.
By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, June 24th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Today, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate you guys being on topic to the conversation. We had some technical difficulties in the first half hour. Our engineer, Devin Lawrence, is here from the UP. He's fixing things and tweaking things, and we're on a temporary setup, folks. Why? Why are we operating on a temporary setup today? Well, as you know, breaking news story, 10 o'clock on Thursday, June 20th, on this microphone, I reported a breaking news story without a lot of details. No details came out at all initially when I spoke about it, talked about it in hour number two of Thursday's show. Nothing. No details other than State Representative Neil Friske had been arrested by the Lansing City Police Department and was being held in jail without bond, without charges. That was the original announcement. That's what I said on the show. By 12 noon, the end of that show, more details were coming in. Allegedly, there's a prostitute involved. Allegedly, his firearm was involved. Shots were fired. I mean, they almost went as far as saying, you know, people died. But they didn't. I got off the microphone at 12 noon. Began my business day doing the things that I was doing. Later that afternoon, evening, I got a story sent to me from the Gateway Pundit. Basically saying that the Make America Great Again conservative State Representative Neil Friske was being set up. And that it was a political homicide attempt on his political career. It was all bogus. It was all BS. No shots were fired. His side of the story will come out in front of the judge. Went to bed about midnight after checking automation to make sure the radio station is good to go for the next day. As I always do every single night, I'm up at midnight. I go to bed shortly thereafter, 12:05. Devin does a great job. Automation, we're good to go. Everything's replaying perfectly. We're good. I can go to sleep. 3 o'clock this past Friday, on Friday, June 21st at 3 a.m., our main production on-air studio computer was fried. The CPU was absolutely fried. Therefore, I was knocked off the air on Friday. Scrambled to get Del Reynolds, our engineer transmitter site in Sheboygan, to switch over to the music. That happened roughly about 8 o'clock. We played music for my entire show on Friday. Why? Because we were cyber attacked. We were sabotaged. God only knows. We're still trying to figure it out. I was not able to talk on this microphone and share with you the Gateway Pundit story. Why? Because I would have countered every single thing the mainstream media was putting out there on Friday while Neil Friske was still being held in jail without bond, without charges. Well, surprise, surprise. Shortly after 12 noon, I believe it came out in the news reports at 12:05 on Friday, the judge heard the arguments about the investigation. What evidence did they have against Neil Friske? And you know what they did? The judge did. The criminal system did. Released him without bond. He didn't have to post any bond and no charges filed against him. He walked out a free man. After they knew darn well that the story, the counter, the truth was not going to be able to get out there on Friday afternoon, they were not about to post the story that he was released without charges and bond to the masses like they did with his arrest. Mission accomplished, because absentee ballots were supposed to have been mailed out the next day on Saturday. Some of you may be getting your absentee ballots as early as today, Monday, June 24th. Most of you will probably get them tomorrow or perhaps at the latest Wednesday or Thursday. Now, you guys got a very, very simple task at hand. For you that live in the 107th House District, Emmett County, Sheboygan County, Mackinac County, Chippewa County, you got a very simple question to ask yourself. Does any of this story that came out on this show and across the state as of Thursday at 10 o'clock, last Thursday, the 20th, does any of that sound like Neil Friske? Many of you know him personally. especially those of us involved in Michigan news, Michigan politics, Republican Party politics, debates, candidate forums, things that we've attended, things we've gone to. Maybe you've interacted with him as him being your state representative. Does this sound like Neil Friske to you? Any of those initial reports, do you buy any of it? Is he still under investigation? Yes. But he's a free man. He slept in his own bed on Friday night and over the weekend. Well, he's coming on the show today at 11:35. We're not going to talk about the case because his attorney told him point blank, do not talk about the facts, the merits of the case. Do not give our defense away. So I hope that you will understand that I'll be asking him about basically how is he doing and how does he feel about you folks, the people of the 107th House District. Where's he going to go from here? What's he going to do? How is he going to campaign going forward, knowing absentee ballots are starting to hit mailboxes today, tomorrow, Wednesday? What's the plan? What is it exactly he's going to do? You have to understand something, people. In my opinion, this was an attempted political homicide. They wanted to kill, politically speaking, the political career of Neil Friske. That decision, whether or not they're successful or not, is in your hands, the voters of the 107th House District. If you believe the Bergman machine did what they did in working in concert with the mainstream fake BS media, then vote for his opponent. If you don't believe that sounded like Neil Friske, you can't believe these charges. The fact that he was released without charges, released without a bond, and is a free man today, then vote for Neil Friske. Send a message to the Bergman machine. Send a message to the mainstream media. We're smarter than you guys. We know exactly what this is. This was a political hit job, and we are not about to reward you to vote for your puppet candidate to replace Neil Friske. As a matter of fact, we are more supportive of him. We're going to donate to him. We're going to put out his signs for him, and we're going to help him win this thing and show you guys exactly who we the people are of the 107th House District. That decision's up to you guys. You hold the power. I don't live in the 107th. Perhaps you do. I'm going to lay it out at the top of the hour, hour number two. I'm going to lay out the Bergman machine once again. I'm going to explain to you exactly, in my opinion, how these elected officials, working with their political consultants, were able to pull this off. I'm going to lay out the absolute mindset that he was in after Tuesday, the endorsement by Farm Bureau. Congressman Jack Bergman endorsing his opponent on Wednesday and his arrest on Thursday. Our computer knocked out Friday morning at 3 a.m. I'm going to lay out the facts. You decide. That's the bottom line. And then cast your ballot accordingly. You decide to vote who you want to vote for. So what we're basically looking at are the facts today. We're looking at the facts. Nothing but the facts. And you're going to have to decide who you're going to vote for in this primary to send a signal to these people. You're not going to manipulate my vote. You're not going to manipulate me with a bogus story about our good state representative that we support, we believe in, and we're going to let our ballot decide. Understand, people, if we allow them to get away with this, this will change politics in the first congressional district for the next 30 years, perhaps even longer. And I'm going to connect those dots for you as well. I'm going to lay it all out so you understand exactly the Bergman machine, what they've created, what they think they've got going, how Congressman Jack Bergman and his team are completely behind this whole thing, their vision for politics in northern Michigan. Then you're going to decide whether or not you're going to allow them to get away with it. Because you know why? We know the truth. We know these people. We know exactly what their plan is, what their tactics are, and exactly what their vision is for this first congressional district. And I give you my word, I pledge to you, my radio family, I will do everything I can to expose it and to make sure it doesn't happen. If we fail, we fail. If we succeed, we succeed. Ultimately, it's in God's hands anyway. If this is the direction God has planned for our first congressional district, so be it. I don't believe it is. I do not believe it is. And one other last point I want to make on this before we go to break. If we do, if not, I'll stay hot until the top of the hour. Devin's working on it. I got text messages coming in forever, for everything. Yeah, I'm getting all kinds of reports. Devin's in there working on it, guys, trying to perfect the levels, trying to get automation to work properly. It's going to happen. The amount of money I'm going to pay Devin to do what he did, this miracle he pulled off for us late last night, early this morning, along with the cost of the computer and all the things that we're having to do. You know what?
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, still working through some technical difficulties. We will get this tweaked during the top of the hour news break. We should be good to go at 10:05 when we come back from the top of the hour break. Greatly appreciate the text messages. If you could text me right now, let me know how my level is on this microphone. Level means, am I distorted because I'm too hot? The level needs to be turned down a little bit. Is it too quiet? You can barely hear me. It needs to be turned up. Text me right now if you could, 231-360-5140. How am I sounding on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan? How am I sounding on the Simple Radio app? The website, WCHY.us. The TuneIn app for this show. And our website for the show, YourDefendingFathers.com. I'm getting a text, Devin, maybe down just a hair. That came from Sherry in Onaway. We've got others that are trying to call in. I do not take phone calls during the show. Do not call me during the show. You'll go directly to voicemail. Let's see, we got 27 unread messages. Clear this, go back to that screen. Now it's perfect. She says it's perfect. So, good, good, good. Appreciate the tweaking of that, guys. Tried to give Devin a headset. We didn't have the proper jack. So, that didn't work. So, we had to rely on you guys. Okay, got it. Very good. She says perfect. Thank you, Dev. Anyway, this is going to be a complete connecting the dots next hour of this show. This will be absolutely, absolutely the truth, what I believe caused the chain of events, how it happened, the Lansing City Police Department, their involvement, the investigation that's ongoing, the judge, her role in this. The fact that it happened Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, heading into Saturday's release of absentee ballots. This is not coincidence, folks. This is not coincidence. This was an attempt, political homicide of State Representative Neil Friske. You're going to hear the truth. Then you need to share this information with those that you believe need to hear it. And who are those people? The voters of the 107th State Representative House District. Those that will be voting in the Republican primary. You got to share this information for today's show. Next hour especially, and third hour with Neil Friske himself. He'll be on the show. That's it for hour number one. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who is